Biden's global migrants caught sneaking into U.S. grow nearly tenfold in first half of 2021. By Edwin Mora on July 23, 2021. President Joe Biden's immigration policies are attracting an exploding number of migrants seeking to cross the U.S. southern border from beyond Mexico and the three Central American Northern Triangle NT countries, a Breitbart News analysis of federal government data revealed. The migrants from non-Mexican/NT nations, classified as others by Customs and Border Protection, CBP, include individuals from Western Hemisphere countries like Cuba, Haiti, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, and others from outside the Americas, including countries in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. Data maintained by the Customs and Border Protection, CBP, agency shows that the number of others apprehended trying to illegally cross the U.S.-Mexico border at and in between official ports of entry grew nearly tenfold from 4,046 in January to 38,272 in June. Meanwhile, the number of migrants from outside Mexico and the NT region, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, removed under the Trump-era expulsion measure, Title 42, intended to stem the spread of the Chinese coronavirus, saw a much smaller increase of nearly 60% from 5,635 in July to 8,952. The lower rate of Title 42 expulsions appears to be a testament to the Biden administration's weakening of the policy by allowing exemptions from deportations to several demographics, including many families and single adults, such as asylum seekers from the Caribbean, South America, and areas outside the Western Hemisphere. Most of the other than Mexican/NT migrants are family units and single adults, with a minimal number of unaccompanied children. Overall, the number of migrants from outside Mexico and the Northern Triangle encountered by CBP, apprehended and expelled, in June, 47,224, is five times higher than in January, 9,671. With 3 months left, CBP encountered a significantly higher number of migrants from outside Mexico and the Northern Triangle, 187,634, in this fiscal year, October 1, 2020, through September 30, 2021, than during each of the last four. That suggests global migrants are flocking to the U.S. under the current administration. The number of non-Mexican/NT migrants encountered this fiscal year is already more than three times higher than in FY 2020. In recent months, border authorities have encountered people at the U.S.-Mexico from more than 160 countries, including Romania, the poorest European Union country. Panamanian and American authorities have arrested terrorists trying to blend in with the wave of U.S.-bound migrants. Many migrants from beyond Mexico and Central America enter through South American countries with lax immigration laws and enter Panama illegally through the deadly and lawless Darien Gap jungle. CBP apprehensions and Title 42 removals of the other than Mexican/NT migrants reached their highest level in June, dwarfing the figures from the same period in 2019, the year of the last significant migrant surge. Some experts reportedly believe the growing number of migrants from outside the traditional top drivers of migration trends in the U.S., Mexico and the NT countries, may signal a shift in migration that the Biden administration is ill-prepared to address. Biden officials are still having trouble tackling the migrant surge that began at the end of the previous administration but intensified under the new president. The Washington Post noted recently that an increase in migration from countries outside Mexico and the Northern Triangle has already offset a recent drop in NT migration. Many migrants reaching the U.S. border are economic migrants ineligible for refugee status under current U.S. law, which protects applicants facing persecution based on their race, religion, nationality, political opinion, or membership in a particular social group. The person seeking refuge must also prove that their home government is complicit in their persecution or unwilling or incapable to stop it. Still, even if they do not qualify for asylum, they will stay in the country illegally, the New York Times reported in May, noting. Most migrants are being released to await immigration hearings that could take years, and if they fail to win asylum, many may wind up staying anyway, adding to the millions of immigrants living in the United States without permission. The Biden administration is making it easier for more people to qualify for asylum and refugee status.